My guest prayed for a man with no eyeballs. I know this is stretching you, but the eyeballs were formed instantly.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Chad Dedman, perhaps you saw the show where I interviewed his father, Kevin. Well, Kevin says that he can mentor anyone into moving into the supernatural. And what better proof than his son, Chad? But Chad, as a pastor's kid, you didn't like that. You felt that life played a dirty trick on you, and you started rebelling.
Yeah, I felt like I was born, you know, into this lifestyle, and it wasn't really my decision. And so I had a real anger towards God and towards my parents, where I wanted a normal childhood, per se.
And but why did you get into drugs?
I was angry. I wanted to make my own decisions, and I was tired of, you know, doing what everyone thought I should be doing, and I just went for it, and I started doing drugs, and I started liking it, and it took me on a real bad road.
But at night, when no one was there, and you were in your room, you actually could see things happening in the invisible world.
Yeah, that's probably the most demonic activity I've ever seen, where I would see demons, but even more, I would see Jesus in the corner of my bedroom just weeping. And there would be
Didn't that bother you?
For a moment, but then I was just like, no, this is what I'm doing. I'm making my own decisions. I was just in rebellion.
And then he said to you, he actually came and spoke to you, and he gave you a choice.
Yeah, he said, you could either be my best friend, or I'm gonna hand you over to Satan. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. I know that you are the only way, and I want you to be my best friend. And I know that that meant if I were to be handed over to Satan, that my covering and protection was gonna be lifted, and Satan was basically gonna kill me.
So what'd you do?
I said, Jesus, I want you to be my best friend. And he just began to just wrap his arms around me, and the love of God came into my heart, and all the addiction, all the desire for drugs totally left. It was amazing.
But what is even more amazing is he could have an experience like that, be in a home where his father's a pastor, but he got involved with a young woman, Yes, you were involved in things you should not have been involved in, just, what, 15 years old. And then she decides to ditch you. What happened?
Oh, that was probably the only time in my life where I was really depressed. And I didn't know. I put all my attention towards her, and she you know, dumped me, and I didn't know what to do. I was not in a good place.
And your parents were very upset about what was going on with you. You started drinking and doing things you shouldn't do, and they forced you to go to, there was a church called Brownsville in Pensacola, Florida, that God's presence just showed up there, and people were having their lives transformed, so it's kind of a last hope. They send Chad there, and why did you go?
Well, I just came into my room. My mom said, hey, pack your bags. We're gonna take you to the airport. You're going to this youth conference. And I was like, what's going on there? I don't know these people. Well, you'll get to know them when you get on the plane with them at the airport. And so I went, and God met me there. I began to weep. I just felt the Holy Spirit come into my life, and I wept for hours and hours and hours.
But you weren't going for anything to happen.
No. I wasn't. I wasn't going. I didn't expect anything to happen. My parents just said, hey, you're going. This was like a last-ditch effort to see my life get totally turned around. And I went, and God completely touched me.
He touched him so much, he got back to his school and his old friends. And what happened at school?
Well, we started just a group to get together during lunch, and people started getting saved. We started, it was probably about, normally you'd have about 20 people show up on the high school campus that would say, hey, we love God. But it just started this move that we started seeing, hundreds of people showing up at lunch to pray and to ask God to come during lunch.
Were they coming to the Lord, really?
Oh, yeah.
Were people getting healed?
Yeah, there wasn't so much the healings, but a lot of people were getting saved and transformed, where we would be having prayer meetings late into the night, and it was a phenomenal time.
Well, the thing that is so amazing to me is the miracles that Chad walks in. Just give me a preview. When you went to Indonesia, what happened?
Well, I went to Indonesia, and I was so tired of reading in the Bible about the God of David, the God of Daniel, the God of Joshua. I wanted to know the God of Chad. I wanted the God that I read about in the Bible to become tangible in my life. And so I said, okay, where's the worst persecution happening in the world? And I saw that it was Indonesia. And so I went. I went for it. I was 20 years old, and I just took, I sold everything and went there, and I just said, God, show up. And so I was in this little village, and we decided to, we washed everyone's feet. And as we washed everyone's feet, all these people started getting healed. And we're talking healed of blindness, deafness, arthritis through their body. And I began to see God show up, and I began to discover why I was alive.
How about you? Is it time for you to discern why you're alive? His dad wrote a book because he has such a passion for everyone to be normal. The presence of God, just, am I right, just pulsates off of this book. And his dad, Kevin Dedman, is training young people and older. It doesn't matter what your age, it's time for you to be normal. When we come back, we'll find out the exploits of a normal young man. Don't go away. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Chad Dedman. And Chad had been dating a young woman, and she dropped him, and he was so depressed. He started drinking and doing things he should do, and his parents shipped him off to where there was an explosion of God's Spirit at a church. That Spirit jumped on him, totally changed him. He goes back to high school. Over 100 of the students come to believe in Jesus. The young lady that she ditched you, I guess you found a new girlfriend?
Yeah, actually, what happened when I encountered God is Jesus asked me, will you date me for a year? And I took that literally. So I would go out on dates with Jesus, and it was before Bluetooth was around. And so I would talk out loud, and I would expect Jesus would talk back to me. And I would go out to dinner, and I would order a table for two, and they'd be like, okay, well, where's the other member of your party? And I'm like, oh, he's right here with me. And I would order two meals, and Jesus sometimes...
You would order two meals?
Hey, you know, when you're on a date, you buy your date
okay.
a meal. And so Jesus wouldn't always eat his food, and so I'd eat it for him. But we had some great times where we just talked, and it was a real time of hearing the Lord's voice.
But what did the waiters think about this?
They thought it was a little weird, a little awkward, but I was okay with that. You know, I was in this place where I wanted to know Jesus.
Did you spend a lot of time with him privately? Worshiping him.
Yes, I would have hours on hours of just in worship. My dad would always be coming into my room, seeing if I was going to do the chores, and he'd find me on the floor weeping, and he would be like, I'll go mow the lawn, you know, because he saw his 18-year-old son on the floor, just a wreck for the Lord. It was amazing.
Okay, so then he goes back to that church in Pensacola, Florida, and he was at a men's prayer meeting. and something amazing happened to you, Chad.
Yeah, I just kept on praying, God, I want to experience your presence to a whole new level. And so I was in this prayer meeting, and I felt like someone punched me right in the stomach. I went flying back a good 5-7 feet. I began to shake so hard under the presence of God that my shoes went flying off, my shirt went flying off, and I was aware that I was in a prayer meeting. I was aware, but it was like a distant reality, and it was like another reality was coming in, and I began to see the glory of God, and I began to be taken into the throne room where I saw the Father, the King of Glory, sitting on the throne, and he leaned over to speak to me. He opens his mouth, and I don't hear anything with my ears, and I begin to feel what he's saying, and it was the deepest revelation of the Father's love that I've ever had, and that was what causes me to shake, as I was feeling just the waves and waves of the Father's love. And this experience happened for over like 14 hours. It was amazing.
It sounds so wonderful.
Yeah, it really is.
And I understand that even today, when you reminisce and think about it, you find yourself right basking in the Father's love.
Well, this is the key, is that you can experience the Father's love every day. And it is essential that you have the Father's love flowing in your life. If you want to live in the supernatural, you have to have the Father's love flowing in your life. Jesus needed the Father's love. How much more do we need the Father's love?
And the miracles, I mean, literally, eyeballs materializing. Tell me about that man that fell three stories.
Yeah, there was a man in New Zealand. He fell three stories over 2 years ago, and he fell through a glass roof. He died. The paramedic brought him back to life, but they had to do surgery where they removed his calf and his Achilles tendon, and he had no feeling from his kneecap down. And so I prayed for him. His wife was there. I prayed for him, and the first thing I asked him, "What could you do?" And he says, "I can't touch my heel to the ground." And I said, "Okay, well, check it out." After we prayed, he put his heel on the ground. He's like, "I couldn't do this before." I said, "Well, what else?" He says, "I have no feeling. All the nerves were severed. I have no feeling from my kneecap down." So I said, "Oh, you wouldn't feel this?" And I began to touch and press on his foot. He goes, "Yeah, I wouldn't feel, I could feel that." And I said, "Well, what else?" And he says, "Well, when I woke up this morning, I said to God, wouldn't it be great if I ran today?" He could barely walk. And I said, "Me and you are running." And so I grabbed his hand and we began to run from the end of the stage to the other. He ran just as fast as I could. It was amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's normal. Let's take a look at that actually taking place.
Your heel wouldn't touch the floor when you came up here.
Good.
And now it's touching the floor.
Yep.
You can't feel your foot.
No feeling in my foot.
So we need to pray for feeling. You can't feel that, is that correct?
Feel a bit of that.
You can feel a bit of that. And you couldn't feel that before.
I had no feeling
at all. I'm not pressing hard.
No.
I'm not pressing hard.
Come on. I can feel it.
You can feel that. Awesome. Is there any other thing that you couldn't do before and we can test it out?
I can't run.
You can't run.
Can't now.
Okay. Well, come on, get up there. Okay, let's check it out. Yeah, don't worry, I'll run with you, man.
Return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Chad Dedman. And Chad, you know, your father has, I use the word chutzpah. That's a Hebrew word. It means nerve. Well, you have nerve too. Tell me about this thing in healing on aisle 10.
Yeah, well, father like son. I was just hungry for some donuts. So we're always being led by the Spirit, but I was being led by my stomach.
And it sounds that way.
So I went in, and we're told that, hey, it's a green light. If we see anybody that has a cast or a brace, go and pray for them. And so I saw this lady with hearing aids. So I approached her and I said, hey, can I pray for you? I noticed you have hearing aids. She was 95% deaf for over 30 years. And so I had her take out her hearing aids so that we could see when God shows up. And I begin to pray for a simple prayer. And I say, okay, now just test it out. I'm going to just repeat after me. I get about almost a good like 30 feet away. And the checkout girl, who's like in her early 20s, says, I can't hear you anymore. And so the lady that was over 95% deaf says, I have better hearing now than you, the checkout girl. The checkout girl starts crying. I start getting crying. And then I start getting words of knowledge for other people in the grocery store. So I asked the checkout girl, hey, can I, you know, share what else God wants to do in the grocery store? So I get on the intercom, I say, attention all shoppers. I start calling out words of knowledge.
They let you do that?
Yeah, they let me do that. I mean, this checkout girl was just weeping, saying, hey, this is God. Of course, yes. And so I just begin to, you know, shout out words of knowledge, and all these people start coming, about 20, 25 people. Well, this woman in a motorized cart comes up, and she says, well, I'm going in for a hip replacement surgery. Do you really think God could heal me? And I said, of course, that's who He is. So we begin to pray together for her, and I say, well, now move it around, check it out. She moves her leg and she goes, oh, and I'm like, oh no, is she in more pain? And she says, I couldn't do this before without pain. And I said, well, do something else. She jumps up out of the wheelchair and she starts running around screaming, I am healed, I'm completely healed.
There must have been a crowd about this point.
Oh yeah. I mean, now this man jumped and said, will you pray for my carpal tunnel, pray for my wrist. And so I begin to pray for him. He starts moving around, he gets completely healed. And I'm like, well, you know what, the kingdom just showed up. I might as well introduce them to the King. And so I began to share about how, do you want to be best friends with the Creator of the universe? And all these people said, yeah, I want to be best friends with the Creator. It was an amazing time.
Jesus is your best friend.
He is.
It's, wouldn't you like Jesus to be your best friend? He wants to. The choice, it's yours. Now, Chad, you've got to tell me about the person. Was this person born without eyeballs, obviously?
Yes, yeah. He was in his upper 70s, and he was born without any eyes. Hmm. And so me and a few other friends, we were praying for him. And we were praying for him for quite a while, and for just about 20 minutes. And that's quite a while for us, because we expect God to show up when we ask. And so he's never opened up his eyelids before under his own power. And after about 20 minutes, he opened up his eyelids for the first time. So we're thanking God, and then we pray again. He opens up his eyes, and he has blue eyes, which for an Indian man is not likely.
Forget the color of the eyes. You saw eyeballs.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, he had no eyeballs. His eye sockets were
drawn
in.
What is it like to see an empty eye sockets and then eyes there?
It changes your life forever. It does. I just begin to weep, and he wasn't able to see completely. He was able to see forms and shapes, but he wasn't able to see colors or far distances. So we decided, hey, God gave him new eyes. Like, I think he'll have 20/20 vision. So let's keep praying for him. So we continue to pray for him. He opens up his eyes again, and his eyes changed from blue to brown eyes, and he had perfect vision. It was amazing.
And you found out something about the blue eyes a doctor told you.
Yeah, a doctor told me that when a baby is born, a baby might be born with blue eyes, and so and it can't see color and it can't see far away. And so basically this Indian man got brand new child eyes that it got blue, and then it changed color for him to get full vision. It was amazing.
Well, you know, I see people on television say, isn't that cool? That is cool. How about the time that you found a Muslim that was dying?
Yeah, this was an amazing time that we saw. We were just doing a meeting on the Father's love, and so I just invited him just to experience the Father's love. I invited the whole audience to experience the Father's love, and so he stood up. I didn't know his situation. He had surgery earlier. He had liver cancer, and they opened him up to find the cancer spread throughout his whole body, and so they had to close him up because they couldn't remove any of it, and so they closed him up, stapled him together. together and told him the news. Medically, we can't do anything for you. So just go and make peace with your family. You have 2 weeks left to live. So this is a week later. His wife brings him to church, and we begin to pray, release the Father's love. Well, as we do that, the staples bust open and God begins to do something. And so he runs to the bathroom. I mean, revival is messy. And so he began to just try to figure out what's going on. He comes and approaches me with his overcoat and he says, hey, my staples busted open. I'm like, oh no, like stuff's coming out. This is not good. He doesn't even tell me he has cancer. So I pray for him. All the pain leaves, but he goes to the emergency room. They run two different tests on him. And the same doctors that were treating him now run these tests and they say, we don't understand this, but the cancer is now dead and is fleeing your body literally. And now this man encountered the love of Jesus, this Muslim man, and he decided, you know what? I want to give my life to this man. I'm in love with this man as well. And he's still going after God to this day.
Chad, as you started to share that story, there was a flood of God's healing power came right into the studio. And I believe that as Chad begins to pray for you, that flood with his speaking supernatural words of healing are gonna just come together, and there is going to be a creative explosion of healing for you right now. Chad, would you pray?
Yeah, there's a lady that has breast cancer, and you're gonna start feeling there's a heat that's gonna be coming onto your body, and God's gonna begin to remove the tumors. There's even, there's somebody that has, they've had multiple knee surgeries. You're wearing a red shirt, and God's gonna begin to come with heat, and you're gonna just test it out right now. There's someone with metal in their ankle. Your name is Tim, and just begin to move it around. God is healing you right now. There's somebody that, your name is Deborah. You've been in a car accident. You have pain all the way down and up your spine. God's going to begin to release electricity to release healing presence right now. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing. We just release more. I feel like there's even people that have had injuries with cell phones where you've been on the phone and it might be even car accident. You might have fell down the stairs or someone that's fallen down the stairs and you're on your cell phone and you hurt your spine. God is touching you right now. And so, Lord, we just release your healing presence.
You know, I have to ask you something. You said you saw someone with a green shirt. Did you see it or just hear it?
I begin to see. Sometimes I'll see things in the spirit. Sometimes I'll hear. It's just a small, still voice. It just comes in a lot of different ways.
Now, you're gifted, but can everyone walk in these gifts? Everyone, really?
Everyone. I mean, you know, Paul told us that we desire all the gifts. We should desire all the gifts. I mean, God speaks to us all the time. His thoughts for us outnumber the sands of the seashore. I mean, he is constantly speaking.
You know, speaking of God speaking to us all the time. He's speaking to some of you right now. He's speaking to you right now. He's saying, I want to give you the same choice I gave Chad. I want to either be your best friend or you will walk from under my protective covering. And it's not good out there without my love and my protective covering. I want to give you a choice. You can choose me, or you can choose to walk without my protective covering. I mean, I have loved you, I have protected you, but now you must make a choice. You must make a decision, because yet once more, I, God, am going to shake this earth, and those that do not make a decision for me will not be on a firm foundation, and they're going to fall. So choose this day whom you're going to serve. And it's so simple, you don't need my help. All you need to do is be honest with God, tell him that you've committed many sins and you're sorry. Ask him to forgive you. Believe his blood just washes it all away. And when you are clean, he'll jump inside of you and become your best friend. Let me introduce you to your best friend, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, the King of the Jews. And I've got some good news for you. You don't have to be Jewish to believe in the King of the Jews. You just have to love him. He already loves you. Go for it. Go for the gold right now.